As we move into a time of prayer, open your heart and mind to God. Ask Him to come and be with you now, and to open yourself to His presence. Nearly half the Bible is narrative, telling the story of God's relationship with His people. How often do we rejoice in and give thanks for our relationship with God, that loving intimacy into which God is constantly calling us? Or rather, how often do we dismiss the story in favour of the facts? How often do we focus on abstract ideas within our faith, rather than letting the story of God's goodness do the work? Have you noticed either of these patterns within your own journey? When have you let go and experienced God working in your life in ways that are seemingly beyond your own capability and maybe at times beyond explanation? Or rather, have you put aside the story of faith to focus on the facts of faith? When have ideas about God replaced the experience of knowing Him? As you spend some time reflecting on this, listen to the words of Psalm 77. I will remember your great deeds, Lord. I will recall the wonders you did in the past. I will think about all that you have done. I will meditate on all your mighty acts. Everything you do, O God, is holy. No God is as great as you. You are the God who works miracles. You showed your might among the nations. By your power, you saved your people. As you have spent time this session thinking about those spaces in your life that you already have strong connections with people, now spend time talking to God about your worries, about sharing your story in that space. Our own relationship with God is precious. Sharing something so personal and intimate involves risk, fear of rejection, fear of judgment, fear of having to be open to someone asking deeper questions. What makes you nervous about doing so? What in particular are you worried about? Sometimes we can try to ignore or reduce our worries about this because we feel they are the sort of thing we shouldn't feel. Instead, spend some time reflecting on your worries and how facing them may help you to share your story more sensitively, more clearly, and more authentically. Listen to Psalm 34. I will always thank the Lord. I will never stop praising Him. I will praise Him for what He has done. May all who are oppressed listen and be glad. Proclaim with me the Lord's greatness. Let us praise His name together. Come, my young friends, and listen to me, and I will teach you to honour the Lord. Would you like to enjoy life? Do you want long life and happiness? Then keep from speaking evil and telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. strive for peace with all your heart. As you think about going into the week ahead, think about the weekly timetable that you wrote about at the start of this session. Which space do you feel God is drawing you to? For a moment, in that space, picture yourself sharing parts of your faith story. Who is standing before you? In your mind, how do they react? Consider the scene. Give it to God. Does something need to change? Who are the people in particular in those spaces who you feel most able to share with? What do you think their reaction would be to you starting to mention parts of your walk of faith? As you listen to the words of Psalm 78, imagine those conversations and ask God to lead them in the way that allows you to speak more and more of His goodness and love. My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done. Draw your prayers together by praying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.